leases. I've got two to talk to you about today. The first one is a new tenant for the industrial park. This is Bob Willie and Sons of Milton. Steve Willie is here if you have any questions of him. But the basics of this are that they would like to lease lot 27 on Broad Creek Avenue, which is the lot next to Eastern Shore Poultry, to use as a bulk storage facility for propane, where they would take advantage of the rail facility that's there, much like Chagrin Gas is doing on the other end of the park. This would be a 10-year lease with two 10-year options, then two 5-year options after that. The rent is actually fair market value rent at $7,000 an acre, so it's $15,827 a year. And that'll go up every 5 years by the CPI with a 3% per year cap. Unless you have any questions, I have a motion. And like I said, Steve is here if you have any questions.
Would you like him to stand? Stand and introduce
Steve?
Him. Hello.
And there's no improvements required of us.
No, it's all on them.
They'll make all the improvements, right? So right now it's just a vacant lot.
Yes.
Need your motion, sir, please.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorizes the council president to execute the lease agreement with Bob Willie and Sons Incorporated for lot 27 in the Sussex County Industrial Park as presented.
I'll make a motion.
Second, Mr. Devens. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The second lease is a lease assignment from Meridian Aviation LLC to County Bank. Meridian leases lot E on Rudder Lane, which has a 6,500 square foot hangar on it. County Bank has agreed with Meridian to take possession of the hangar in lieu of foreclosure. But that's contingent on the ability to have the lease assigned to the bank. So that's why we're assigning that lease. And Steve Spence is here also representing County Bank if you have any questions of him. And the details of the lease were in your packet, but it's a 30-year lease, doesn't expire until 2027. With two 5-year extensions, the rent on that property is $2,387 a year. So unless you have any questions
from council,
me or Steve.
Yeah, I
have a question.
I'm just curious. It's the first time I think this has happened where we've had one of our tenants give it up, have the bank take it back. The idea is it's for economic development that we have users in there that will, buy fuel and do certain things. When the bank takes it over, it'll just be sitting there vacant. And I mean, I know it's got a value to you, this lease.
In the short term, it will. The bank does not intend to use it. It does not own an airplane.
That's right.
But it is actively marketing and will hopefully be back relatively shortly with a user who would acquire it.
Which we would then again have to reassign again?
Correct. Okay. In the interim, we want to make sure that the bank was paying all the attendant costs associated with lease taxes, et cetera, so the leasehold interest was preserved. And I think we've already done some of that. I think we paid
right.
some past.
No, I understand your position. I'm just thinking from the county's position as we try to go through this. Now, on the fair, is it the fair market value? Is $2,300 fair market value on this kind of stuff?
Well, this is aeronautical use property, so the requirement is actually just a reasonable amount of rent. I would say this is probably not a reasonable amount of rent either.
Doesn't seem to be.
But this assignment, I think, is the first step in a multi-step process to get a real tenant in there that's going to pay a reasonable amount of rent and use the airport in a reasonable manner.
Now each time we reassign this and we keep it, we keep looking at these maybe I'll use the word unrealistic rents that are tagged onto this for 30 years, and we have to do the county's got what requirements are the counties on these buildings?
Well, this building is owned by the tenant, so we have none.
We have none. Okay. Okay, so it's basically they're just leasing the ground?
Correct. This is the ground.
None of the improvements are ours? Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I should have pointed that out.
Okay, no, that's good. Okay, that's different because sometimes I think out there we do own the buildings, right?
Some of them we do.
Right. Okay, but we don't have to continue. When we reassign, we can adjust rents, right? And stuff. We have flexibility. So
it depends on the lease. Some of the leases, we did not have that ability, but other leases we did. And as new ones come up, we have been placing language in those that do permit that in the future.
Okay, That's all, your turn. All right, no, that's it.
Mr. Cole, I can also report that I've been contacted by one interested party in regards to this property.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to think of what's in the best interest of the taxpayers' investment out there and how we can make sure that we're not, you know, we're taking care of things.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the assignment of the lease for Lot E at the Sussex County Airport from Meridian Aviation LLC to County Bank as presented.
Entertained a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Yes, I'll second.
Are you okay, George?
Sorry.
She was telling me how to vote.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mrs. Deaver said to vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joe Wright.